The board of the Technology Park Authority continues working to define exactly what members would like the tech park to be. To get some perspective, last month several board members, along with Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola and UALR Chancellor Joel Anderson, traveled to successful tech parks in St. Louis and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Anderson says it was extremely enlightening.
I think that anytime you visit another similar operation, it's beneficial because you see people doing some things differently, and you get ideas, and you also get confirmation sometimes that you're doing a good job, or you identify areas where you could improve.
Deciding where to build the park has been controversial. UAMS and UALR have emphasized the need for it to be near their campuses, and yesterday, three additional sites were proposed. Board member Jay Cheshire with the Little Rock Chamber of Commerce says today they will discuss their travels last month, which he believes will help the panel reach a consensus on an ideal location.
The board had an opportunity to visit with folks who've actually created these parks and are seeing them succeed and flourish. And so taking that information and moving forward in the site decision process is something that we're currently doing, and we're going to try to move through that process as quickly as we can in order to make the appropriate decision.
UALR and UAMS have agreed to supply $125,000 each in startup money, while the city of Little Rock is to give $22 million from a sales tax increase approved by voters in 2011. But last month, Mayor Mark Stodola said he wants to see more from the two institutions.
There was a common thread that was told to us by all of the developers in both the St. Louis site, the Cortex site, and the Wake Forest, Winston-Salem, North Carolina site. And that is that there's got to be an investment, both physical and financial, from your academic institutions. And I have yet to hear anything from UALR or UAMS about what their physical presence will be or what kind of financial support they're going to provide to this. In fact, I've heard just the opposite of that, and that their talent, their contribution is the intellectual talent. Well, certainly we want intellectual talent, but we've got to have more than that.
Yesterday, Chancellor Joel Anderson proposed a fifth site. It's a 20-acre piece of land on the northeastern side of the UALR campus near the Stephens Center. The university has been slowly acquiring pieces of land as they've become available, with an eye toward future expansion. Of the 65 properties that make up the site, 28 are now owned by UALR, with 37 homes that would need to be bought. Anderson believes that could satisfy the mayor's concerns and address important issues for the university.
We are certainly prepared to make more than a contribution of intellectual talent. The location of the site is a factor in that decision. If it's nearby campus, and of course nearby is a relative term, then it will make sense for us to put some of our units there. Whereas if it's a good distance from the campus and therefore very inconvenient for faculty and staff access, then we would not locate those units there. So in some ways, I think that what we're dealing with, and it's not anything that particularly bothers me at this stage of the game, but it's a kind of chicken and egg proposition. There are a number of issues that have to be settled more or less simultaneously.
Also yesterday, two other sites were proposed. One near War Memorial Park would involve pieces of land owned by the city and UAMS. It includes proposed private investment for a hotel, conference center, and retail development. The other asks the board to consider developing the tech park along Main Street in existing historic buildings. Board member Jay Cheshire says they'll carefully study all of their options.
There's never been a set defined timeline in which the site decision would actually take place because of the massive amount of research and information that's needed to make the best decision.
Today's meeting of the Technology Park Board begins at 4 at the Bailey Center on the UALR campus. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.